Sunday's Gospel lesson was St. John's account of the feeding of the 5,000 men, plus women and children. St. John noted not only the place, the wilderness, but the time of year. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. What is the significance of this? The Gospel of John does not speak directly of the Lord's Supper, which Jesus gave to the church the night he was betrayed. From the other Gospel accounts, we know that Jesus was celebrating the Passover when he took the bread and wine, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood." The rest of this chapter in John's Gospel speaks of Jesus being the bread of life. Over the centuries since John wrote, many theologians have suggested this chapter is truly about the sacrament of communion, that the feeding of the 5,000 opens a discussion of this gift of life and salvation which Jesus gives the church. Last Sunday we prayed, "Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience." In this prayer, we confess that we deserve God's wrath, but he gives us his mercy. We have sinned against him, we have sinned against our neighbor, yet he provides for both our physical and spiritual needs. It is because of God's love that we receive our daily bread. It is because of God's love that we receive the forgiveness of our sins, which leads to life everlasting. May our Lord grant us faith to see and acknowledge his daily mercies. Amen.